Hello and welcome to the Milton Keynes Mental Health Hour. It's John Manning from Arthur Ellis Mental Health Support. I hope everyone is doing incredibly well. For those of you who might not be too familiar with Arthur Ellis and the work that we do, our aim is to build the most accessible mental health service across the UK. And we are currently supporting hundreds of people within Milton Keynes with their mental health, so people can just self-refer to us. We're also beginning to work with GP surgeries to support children and young people. And we also work quite heavily with organisations. So we work with companies, and the work that we do with organisations helps to drive and grow the work that we do within our one-to-one and group service. So if anyone throughout this wants to reach out to us, drop us a message, head over to arthurellismhs.com. Usually on this show we have wonderful guests, but this week I just wanted to talk about a particular subject myself, to provide a little bit of my insight into mental health in general, mental health awareness. And we get asked all the time, how on earth do I identify somebody that's experiencing poor mental health, or someone that, you know, how do I identify the signs of mental illness? And the response to that really is relatively simple. If you're identifying the signs and symptoms of mental health issues, that person's already unwell. Don't let them get to that point in the first place. And it sounds really, really simple, but as mental health and the people involved in it and the industry, which it is now, it's sort of become, it's just become really, really overcomplicated. And I wanted to take this time to simplify it, talk with you guys about how we manage our mental health, because I think quite a lot of emphasis is put onto what to do when we're unwell. We work with organisations. Arthur Ellis works with organisations, and an awful lot of the time we're asked that, you know, how do we identify people that are experiencing poor mental health? And what we need to actually be doing is working in a way and living in a way that promotes mental health improvement rather than reacts when people become unwell. And I can talk an awful lot around the societal issues and the differences in the way that people work, whether they're shift workers, whether they are 9 to 5. There's different types of industries. So if anybody wants me to cover any of these particular subjects or talk about any of these particular subjects in the future, please do let us know, because I'd be really keen to find out what you guys want to hear about. But mental health, with all of these different things that are out there and loads of things that gets pushed at us about well-being, it becomes too complicated. We don't necessarily, there's so many options, there's so much choice. How on earth do we begin to figure out what's right for us? Because we start looking at what people are doing on Instagram and what people are doing on Facebook, and that becomes our options. We become, you know, accustomed to copying what other people are doing for their well-being, but it might not necessarily be right for us. And I think that's where a lot of people go wrong. You know, we begin to compare ourselves to others, which in some cases is why people start experiencing mental health issues in the first place. So by all of this knowledge and all of these different things around well-being being so accessible, it can conflict us in thinking what is actually right for me and what's right for my circumstances. So today, I wanted to simplify the management of mental health, management of good mental health, because we've become too reactive. We react way too much to poor mental health that we forget how to manage our mental health day to day, which is what all of us need to do. But we all have to do that in very different ways. This isn't necessarily just a good topic for everybody, but this is also a really good topic for anybody that's going to go through a period of change soon. We've got loads of things coming up. Back to school, back to work. Some of us have been furloughed for a long time and that's going to be changing. Some of us have been working from home and that might be changing. Some of us have still been working in offices. We're still having the same routine. But soon more people might be introduced into our lives. And I'll talk a little bit as well about where and why that might start becoming an issue for us and what we need to bear in mind. So with all of the different messaging, with all of the huge amount of information now on mental health, how on earth do we just keep it simple to something that's actually manageable? Because it's overwhelming. You know, you're told to meditate, you're told to do mindfulness, all of these different things where actually, if I'm working full time, I don't have that time and it just becomes frustrating. And one thing that we don't need when we're looking for support around our mental health or some tips and advice on how we begin to improve our mental health, one of the main things that we do not need is to be frustrated. That is not going to help whatsoever. We all experience change all the time. And change brings uncertainty. There's an awful lot of different things that we might not necessarily consider, but they do go through our minds. And uncertainty breeds anxiety. Literally, the definition of anxiety is when we are confronted with uncertain situations. So we are going to feel anxious. You know, that is a part and parcel of life. And we did a show not too long ago with Nick Williams about alcohol. And he said one of the main things around managing alcoholism is learning to live with it. Because if you're a recovering alcoholic and you're sober, you're still going to have to go into shops. You're still going to have to go into counters at petrol stations where there's alcohol behind the shelves. How easy is that? How easily accessible are these things that are damaging to us? But we can't necessarily call up these supermarkets and ask them to take all of the alcohol off the shelves. There'd be riots over anything else. But it's about learning individual strategies or individual ways in which we are able to cope with those situations. And that's what mental health is. If we have good mental health, we are able to cope much more effectively with a variety of situations. If we're stressed out or if we have poor mental health, then the way that we deal with those situations might be a bit questionable. We might be able to have look back and reflect and think that we could have done it slightly differently. There's a variety of different ways that you can look back at situations, and I'm sure we can all do that to either ourselves or other people and say they really didn't react very well to that particular scenario. And it happens. It always happens. So living in a way that encourages good mental health is all about ensuring that we give ourselves the best chance possible so that we're able to manage these different situations that come up in life, that are going to come up in life. A lot of people now are becoming anxious about anxiety. As soon as you hear the word, you know, oh, I've got anxiety, rather than exploring what that means for the individual and exploring what happens and how we might be able to help them, we shut off and we don't ask any questions. We're scared of it because we don't know how to deal with it. So if you're listening to this for you or maybe for somebody else, there are some really, really key things to add some context around so that you can begin to manage mental health more effectively. And the difficulty that we have with mental health is that symptoms are very, very common. You know, lack of interest. Okay, I've got a lack of interest in a variety of things. Doesn't mean that I'm depressed. Or, you know, lack of motivation. Some days, yeah, I really don't feel that motivated. And that's okay. But it's what we do about it. It's how we identify that and then what we do next that is the most important thing. So rather than thinking about symptoms, what I would like us to begin thinking about and talking about is behaviours. We have good behaviours and we have bad behaviours. And you might think bad behaviours is like stealing and illegal things, but it's not necessarily. It's what's good and bad for us and our lives. So symptoms to mental health issues, or these things that people are asking us all the time to help them identify, I'd like us to begin looking at symptoms as behaviours. The way in which people begin to behave in different situations. Because rather than picking up on symptoms or signs, if we begin to pick up on behaviours, we're able to identify those issues much, much sooner and prevent it from potentially becoming a lot worse. So we all have good behaviours, we all have bad behaviours. And when I say bad behaviours, I don't necessarily mean like stealing or anything like that. I mean the things that we indulge in. Bad behaviours like spending an entire weekend on, you know, streaming an entire series, not getting up off of our sofa. I'm talking about bad behaviours being, and I'm going to pick on a couple of mine here, like going to get 12 donuts and just laying on my sofa, and all I do is move one arm, and that's it. Bad behaviours like staying in bed all day. Sometimes we consider these behaviours to be good, you know, indulgence, going out for a few drinks, and drinking so much that we forget. But there's a reason why we need to indulge. It could be that we're unfulfilled in other areas of our lives. How many times have we had either, you know, a bad week at work or a bad week at school, a bad week in general, and really, really fancy a salad? Doesn't happen. We indulge as much as we possibly can to console ourselves. But ask yourself then, what do you do when you're looking to celebrate something? So if we're looking to console ourselves and we're looking to kind of shake off a bad week, we might engage in those behaviours. Absolutely fine. If we have a really good week and we might get some success somewhere, like getting your exam results and they're really, really good, or if you are having a really good week at work and you get a promotion, what do? We might go out for an indulgent meal. We might binge drink or celebrate. And again, that's absolutely fine. And that's something we really need to start thinking about. I'm certainly not talking about being saints. But what I'm talking about is that all of these balance up. Very, very similar to calories. It's absolutely fine, you know, if you're going to have a donut now and then. Absolutely fine. But donuts might have a similar amount of calories to that of a banana. And we all know which one's better for us. Even though it's exactly the same amount of calories, or we might spend exactly the same amount of time on something, we know that ultimately having the banana is much, much better for us in the long run. But the donut's going to give us some short-term gratification. And so many of us now, when we are beginning to have difficult times at work or difficult times at school, we search for that short-term gratification. If we were to do that all the time with our diet, we would become unhealthy, we would become overweight, And it's exactly the same with our mental health and our behaviours. If we're rewarding ourselves with those bad behaviours, we're also consoling ourselves with those bad behaviours. There's no let up. And more people are going to begin suffering with their mental health as a result of that. So think about what sort of behaviours you start to engage in. We've spoken previously with Jess, one of our clinical psychology gurus, about protective factors. Now, protective factors are a bit of a weird, scary word or a weird, scary term, but they are really, really important for us. So there's a variety of different protective factors that we have that we won't necessarily think about. Brushing our teeth, you know, that protects our oral health, that protects our teeth, protects our gums. We don't necessarily do it. We just get up in the morning and do it. Some of us have to think about it more than others, because maybe that is a protective factor that begins to drop off when you begin to have those difficult times or your mental health does begin to suffer. So that is something that you might be able to pick up on as a behaviour to begin to emphasise. If you're beginning to find brushing your teeth difficult or showering difficult, make sure you do it. Really put the emphasis on it. What do you need in order to be able to do that? Do you need extra time in the morning? Speak to your employer about that. Do you need to go to bed earlier so that you can get up and you feel a little bit more alive a bit earlier on in the morning? Why are you going to bed a bit later? All of these different behaviours have a knock-on effect. Typically, we have these fundamental protective factors within our lives, and they're all very individual to us, but we do have common ones. So, for example, my ones, I have to exercise, whether it's walking, whether it is using resistance bands or something, I have to. I really begin to get quite snappy and groggy and just feel sluggish if I'm not doing any form of exercise at all. That doesn't take very long to begin that, you know, that cycle. That real negative cycle. Because I know that if I miss a few days, I'm going to end up missing a week. And then I'll start justifying it to myself about why I'm missing it. All of a sudden, 3 months later and 3 stone later, I am certainly not happy. But how do you begin to identify what's a good behaviour for you, what's a bad behaviour? But very simply, the good behaviours are the ones that you stop when you're beginning to have a difficult time. So if you're under stress, you have a bad day at work, you have a bad week at work, what are the things that begin to drop off? Is it exercise? Do you struggle with your sleep? Is it communication with other people? Do you begin to kind of isolate yourself quite a lot? Maybe you drink a lot more. Or you recognise that you become a lot more body conscious. There's all of these different behaviours that we can begin to pick up on if we do have a stressful time or a stressful day. Begin to look at those, begin to notice those. Another really good way of identifying what those good behaviours are look at the last few months. How's your life changed for the better? A lot of us, if we've been working from home or if we've been furloughed, we've had a lot more time to do things that actually fulfill us. We are able to walk a lot more. We're able to maybe do a lot more gardening, learn something, paint, all of these different things that we've been doing. And what happens when we start to face change? What happens when we start to change our lifestyles? So for those people who might be going back to work soon, the reason why mental health may become a challenge is because all of those incredibly good behaviours, or that time that you're spending on all of those good behaviours, is going to become limited. You might have a commute again. We're going to get into the winter where it's going to get darker. We're going to have less time to be outside. We're going to have less time doing those walks and those things that are those good behaviours for us. So undoubtedly, we're at a real risk of those bad behaviours creeping in. Those short-term gratifications that are going to give us those endorphins, but in the wrong way. So donuts over bananas. That's something we really need to be careful of, something we really need to consider. So let's have a look at examples of this in real life. There is a massive, massive concern over children's mental health in particular. Everybody knows that children's mental health issues have coincided with the release of smartphones, social media, that sort of thing. Yes, there is an element of what is on social media having an impact on children's mental health. But if you look at it in the context of what we're talking about today, in these good and bad behaviours, I want you to think about the typical behaviours that you might see in somebody that suffers with depression, you know, like staying in bed, isolating themselves, not having any meaningful contact with other people, struggling to get out of bed in the morning, not moving a lot, stopping being interested in hobbies and interests. So what happens when a kid or a young person or even an adult is scrolling through social media all day? They are laying in bed. They're staying in bed. They aren't having any meaningful contact with anybody or communication with anybody. They're isolating themselves, even though it's called social media. If you behave in the way of a depressed person, you will become depressed. If you aren't getting enough of these good behaviours in your life, then you're going to be susceptible to not being able to deal with these situations in an effective way, in an appropriate way. So yeah, anxiety or anxiety-inducing situations are going to cause you more anxiety if you don't have enough of these behaviours in your life. It's going to happen. So we always get asked, you know, how do we manage mental health? When we aren't psychiatrists or clinicians or anything like that. It's really, really easy. Identify the behaviours that give you long-term gratification. And moderate the behaviours that give you short-term gratification. Have more bananas than you do donuts. Mental health is simple. It doesn't need to be complicated. So, have a look at what your bananas are. What are the things that you do typically when you do have time, when you're having a good day, when you're having a really successful week, when you're enjoying yourself? What do you do? It could relate to exercise. It could relate to hanging out with friends. It could relate to family. Things that you're on top of. But the things that drop off when you do start to have a bit more of a stressful time. So does your exercise drop off? Does your communication drop off? Do your eating habits worsen or change? And rather than waiting until you're unwell and reacting when you're unwell. Begin managing those behaviours. And if you're beginning to have a bad period of time, maybe you're going through a situation that you can't get away from, emphasize those good behaviors. Really limit those bad ones. That will not only allow you or help you to control that situation that is incontrollable or inescapable. Maybe you're coming up against a divorce. It's going to be a situation that is going to be difficult. You can't get away from that. Be a challenging time. There's going to be more that you need to dedicate your time to. So if you are going to let anything drop off at all, don't let those banana behaviours drop off, those longer term gratification behaviours. Too many of us let that slip. And that is a slippery slope into poor mental health. I think that's pretty much what I wanted to cover. Any other particular topics? Any other subjects that you guys might want us to talk about? Get guests on for? Let us know. I think that's all right. Go do it.